With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's confident Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, but he does expect lawmakers to try to add provisions important to them.
I'm actually a little more worried about that there could be some things in the bill that individual senators want that when we discover what they are, everybody says, oh, there's more log rolling, and there's going to be some of that. But I think at the end of the day, they'll get there.
Senator Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump supports higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, even as he warns about the political fallout. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Writing on social media, the president said Democrats would seize on even a tiny tax increase for the rich, but added that he would be okay if they do increase the top tax rate. The president said Republicans should probably not do it, despite his support for boosting the tax rate for those earning $2.5 million and higher, or joint filers earning $5 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the White House is blasting Democrats for prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens after what it calls an outright breaking of the law and storming an ICE facility in New Jersey. Bernie Bennett has more details.
On Friday, New Jersey Democratic Representatives Rob Menendez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McGiver entered ICE's Delaney Hall detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, and were held up inside the first checkpoint, according to the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin. Newark Mayor and gubernatorial candidate Roz Baraka was arrested at the ICE detention facility, where the three members of Congress also stormed the gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct, quote, an oversight visit.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Pakistan and India are hinting at de-escalating their current conflict after they fired missiles at each other hours earlier. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians, Michael Harrington reports.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key vote on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts was the only justice whose vote seemed to be in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments last month in a major church-state case that could have ramifications around the country. Four conservative justices seemed firmly on the side of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new at-home medical test kit.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first cervical cancer testing kit. Teal Health has gotten the go-ahead for its Teal Wand for use at home. It allows women to collect their own vaginal sample before shipping it to a lab. It can detect the HPV virus that causes cervical cancer. HPV tests and pap smears are usually performed at a health clinic or a doctor's office. The FDA has also recently expanded the use of two older HPV test for self-collection, but they must be done at a medical office or clinic. Teal Health's kit requires a prescription.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. Google will pay $1.4 billion to Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without their permission. That's related to the use of geolocation, incognito searches, and biometric data gathered by Google. More on these stories at srnnews.com.